Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That's an intro with an instant smile, my friends. That was Homer Lewis Boots Randolph III, or better known as Boots Randolph, with the Benny Hill theme song, known as the 1963 song, Yakety Sax. This sax man is still best known as an American musician for this song, but he really spent years as a major part of the Nashville sound during his career. The Kentucky native played saxophone, trombone, and vibraphone in the United States Army Band. That was a springboard for a 40-year career where he performed in hundreds of venues alongside artists in pop, rock, jazz, and country. He played on many recording sessions with Elvis Presley, and you may have seen him on TV. He was a regular on the Hee Haw Show, but there is always Benny Hill. Welcome to a new episode of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Yardbird Parker and a haven to many a jazz musician over the years, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Get ready for a little ride into the world of jazz as we know it around here, featuring musicians like Buddy Rich, Hubert Laws, Dave Douglas, and many, many more. Our next song on Neon Jazz comes from one of the best out there doing scores for TV and film. Here's David Lynch's friend, Angelo Badalamenti, with the jazz-rich tune, The Pine Float, off the 1992 movie soundtrack, Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me.
B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
That was the great flutist and saxophonist Hubert Laws with the 2002 song I'm a Rock off his impressive Bridge Over Troubled Water album. Hubert is a titan in music. He has had a career that has spanned over 40 years in the crafts of jazz, classical, and other genres. Along with Herbie Mann, Laws is probably the most recognized and respected jazz flutist ever. Laws is one of the few classic artists who has also mastered jazz, pop, rhythm, and blues. He has moved smoothly from one genre to the next. The Houston native was trained at New York's Juilliard School of Music and has gone on to play and record with musicians like Herbie Hancock, Nancy Wilson, Quincy Jones, Sir Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, Stevie Wonder, J.J. Johnson, and many, many others. To cap off a life well lived in music, he has received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Endowment of the Arts in the field of jazz, along with being a 2011 NEA Jazz Masters Award winner, and he is one of the nicest cats around. It has been said that Paul McCartney does not like it when the Beatles songs are covered, but this album of jazzy Beatle covers is good. Check out this one by the great drummer Buddy Rich doing his take on Norwegian Wood off a 2004 album called Blue Note Plays the Beatles.
Thank you.
That was tenor saxophonist Don Braden with the 1995 song Belief off his album called Organic. The Ohio native began playing tenor sax at the age of 13 and started playing professionally at the ripe young age of 15. This Harvard graduate has played with many big shots over the years. The likes of Lonnie Smith, Wynton Marsalis, Freddie Hubbard, Tom Harold, and the Mingus Big Band. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is clarinetist Abe Most with the 1955 song Stuffed Olives off his Mr. Clarinet album. That was hard bop alto saxophonist Frank Strozier with the 1978 song The Chief off his album What's Going On. The Memphis, Tennessee native played with the Miles Davis Quintet after moving to New York City in 1963, and he gigged with Roy Haynes around the same time. Later on, he relocated to Los Angeles, where he worked with the likes of Chet Baker, Shelly Man, and Don Ellis with his big band. Frank is not a well-known cat, but he has always been part of something that sounded good. Furthermore, there's a KC connection. His son is a very prominent chiropractor in the KC area, so there is the local connection. Coming at you next on the show is a grand sound from the Jazz Station Big Band with the 2012 song Friday, right here on Neon Jazz.
Neon Jazz.
That was the cool jazz and mainstream jazz guitarist Johnny Smith with the song Easy to Love off a Complete Small Group Sessions compilation circa 2002. Johnny taught himself to play guitar in pawn shops, which led him to play in exchange for keeping the guitars in tune. At 13 years of age, he was teaching others to play the guitar. He was an extremely diverse musician. He was at home playing in the famous Birdland Jazz Club or sight-reading scores in the orchestral pit of the New York Philharmonic. From Schoenberg to Gershwin to originals, Johnny Smith was one of the most versatile guitarists of the 50s. As an homage to that talent, Guild, Gibson, and Heritage all made guitar models designed and endorsed by Johnny Smith. That is one nice legacy to leave behind. Here's a jazz pianist that recently came through Kansas City to rave reviews. This is VJ Iyer with his trio with the song Actions Speak off his 2012 highly acclaimed album Accelerando.
Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I'm Jazz Dimino.
Chooch! Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your partner then go. Assieme alla Hucklebuck, assieme alla Hucklebuck, esso non se va con ba, tu sei out of luck. La voce no poca in, la voce no poca fuori, ma non ne stanca mai, che tu sei forte ancora. La muove no poca qua, la muove no poca là, moda imparata come l'aia va. C'è una tarantella, ma quanto è bella, la Giocianella. Do the Hucklebuck, do the Hucklebuck, esso non se va con ba, tu sei out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back, ma non ne stanca mai, che tu sei forte ancora. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck, moda imparata come l'aia va. Tarantella, ma quanto è bella, piglia la Giocianella. Facciamo la Hucklebuck, facciamo la Hucklebuck, esso non se va con ba, tu sei out of luck. La pusci un po' in, la pusci un po' fuori, ma non ne stanca mai, che tu sei forte ancora. Ti muovi un po' che qua, ti muovi un po' che là, mo t'hai imparato come va.
That was Italian-American singer Lou Monte with the song Italian Hucklebuck off his very best of compilation. From 1953 to 1981, he was busy releasing a number of best-selling Italian-themed novelty records and singles. Monte's first big hit came in 1954 with the release of his version of Dark Town Strutter's Ball. Monte's other famous novelty records include Dominic the Donkey, a Christmas staple in many Italian-American households. In 2011, the UK show called The Chris Moyle Show popularized the tune so much that it became one of the top sellers in iTunes Store during 2011. Reincarnation rules in the world of popular music and jazz. This next tune on Neon Jazz comes from a very talented jazz vocalist getting some attention around here and in the world of jazz. This is Molly Ryan with Hooray for Love off her 2008 release called Songbird in the Moonlight.
That's the reason why I sing hooray for love. I was sad and gloomy, so very hard to please. Your kiss did something to me. Now I'm singing while I'm swinging on the flying trapeze. Hooray for love. I was a tiger, now I'm like a dove. Heaven makes me feel that way. Hooray for love. Thank you. look what it's done to me. I'm so happy all the day, hooray for love. My head is hot, my hands are not, I've got no dignity. That's the reason why I sing, hooray for love. I was sad and gloomy, so very hard to please. Your kiss did something to me. Now I'm singing while I'm swinging on the flying trapeze. Hooray for love. I was a tiger, now I'm like a dove. Heaven makes me feel that way. Hooray for love.
Again, that was the impressive Molly Ryan with the 2008 song, Hooray for Love. Let's leave this episode of Neon Jazz with one of the finest trumpeters in jazz today. Here's Dave Douglas with the song On Our Way Home off his 2000 album called A Thousand Evenings. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the man with the musician's ear, Mr. John Christopher.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. Let us know what you want to hear. Just let us know you're out there in Radioland. We're at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. All right.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, am I here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Three.
Clear
two,
the bridge!
Boom!
Neon Jazz.